As a warm front lifts through the region today, any pockets of lingering snowfall or mixed precipitation will gradually transition to all rainfall. Due to the fast-moving nature of the storm system, as well as a temperature warm-up along that front, areas that do see snow with this will see accumulations limited through just the morning time. Showers will taper as we get into the afternoon and evening time. The cold front with this system will then sweep through the region tomorrow, ushering in a brisk wet to northwest wind. Temperatures will be seasonably cold, but the wind chill will leave temperatures feeling about 10 degrees colder, if not a little bit more so than what the mercury is going to show in your thermometer. The sweeping cold may touch off a few lake effect snow showers as well, but impact to the listening area continues to look minimal. Our flow upstairs remains fairly zonal as we continue through the middle and latter part of the work week. The zonal pattern will finally break down late Thursday and Friday as an upper-level trough and secondary surface cold front moves through. This will bring in yet another reinforcing shot of cold air, keeping us fairly chilly for your day Thursday, with a gradual climb back to seasonable normals Friday, if not a touch colder. And then finally, a pretty nice-looking weekend in the works as zonal flow returns aloft, and we remain in the clear of any major storm systems. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, cloudy skies with rain showers throughout the day. High temperatures will top out near 50, but it will come with some wind out of the southeast, 10 to 15 miles per hour, with a few gusts upwards of 30 miles per hour. In Boston, you can expect breezy conditions, cloudy skies, and an initial round of snow showers. It'll quickly transition to rain by the afternoon. Highs will be in the low 40s. Expect a southeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. And for Buffalo, expect cloudy skies with rain showers throughout the day. Wind will be brisk out of the south, 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting closer to 40 miles per hour. Checking the climate report in Albany today, the average high temperature is 35, the average low is 18. The record high for today is 63, set back in 1981. The record low is minus 21, set back in 1973. Sunrise today, 6:49 a.m., sunset 5:30 p.m., a total of 10 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, a net gain of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks in central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Expect cloudy skies today. Snow showers will transition to rain showers for the afternoon. Prior to the changeover, snowfall accumulations are expected. In fact, a winter weather advisory is in effect for the Adirondacks. We'll start here. 3 to 6 inches of snowfall is expected prior to that changeover. For the North Country, we are expecting snow, but a little less, 1 to 3 inches of snow possible. And finally, for the Champlain Valley, expect a dusting upwards of an inch possible prior to that transition to rain. High temperatures will range as well, anywhere from the low 30s to the upper 30s. Wind will be breezy to gusty out of the south today. Expect breezy conditions for the North Country, but it will be downright gusty for the Adirondacks and Champlain Valley, with wind gusts upwards of 30 miles per hour. For tonight, showers will taper, but mostly cloudy skies will stick around. Lows will be falling into the mid to upper 20s for most. The Adirondacks will fall into the upper teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy skies today with rain showers continuing through the early afternoon. Highs will reach the lower 40s with a breezy southeast wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour. An occasional gust or two may reach 20 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows falling into the low to mid 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy skies today with snow showers transitioning to rain. Total snowfall accumulations will be around a dusting to an inch within valley locations. However, areas such as the southern Adirondacks could pick up on a quick 2 to 5 inches of snow. High temperatures today will reach the upper 30s. Expect wind out of the east-southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows falling into the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, expect cloudy skies today with snowfall transitioning to rain. Keep in mind during this transition period, a brief shot of sleet but more than likely freezing rain will be possible. Total ice accumulations will be minimal, and snowfall accumulations of a coating to about a half an inch will be possible prior to that changeover to rain. High temperatures will be in the upper 30s. Wind will be breezy as well out of the southeast, 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies, with low temperatures falling into the upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, expect cloudy skies today with snowfall transitioning to rain. A period of freezing rain will also be possible, particularly along the spine of the Berkshires and Greens. Ice accumulation shouldn't exceed a quick coating. Snowfall accumulation, however, will be mainly confined to the Greens, and this is where we could see 1 to 3 inches of snow. The immediate Capital District will not see much in the way of snowfall accumulation. High temperatures will range from the upper 30s to about 40 degrees. Wind will also be breezy out of the south-southeast, 10 to 15 miles per hour, with occasional wind gusts of 25 miles per hour. For tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies. Low temperatures will fall into the upper 20s to low 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, expect partly cloudy skies, which will become mostly sunny. A windy day is in store for us, though. The gusty west-northwest wind, 10 to 15 miles per hour, with some gusts upwards of 30 miles per hour. High temperatures will range from the mid-20s to about freezing, if not a touch warmer, for the immediate Capital District. Thursday, cold air settles in behind yet another cold front. This is going to limit high temperatures ranging from the low teens to the lower 20s, and once again under mostly sunny skies. Friday, continued sunshine, slightly better temperatures. Highs will be closer to normal, but still a touch cold for late February, low 20s to upper 20s. And finally, for Saturday and Sunday, expect sunny skies both days. Temperatures will be mild, back into the 40s for most. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.